The members of a new committee who will select which projects get funded under the Community Preservation Act in the city of Springfield have been announced. The 9-member Community Preservation Committee was publicly introduced Thursday evening by Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos and sworn in by City Clerk Anthony Wilson.
Raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name. Having been appointed as a member of the Community Preservation Committee.
Springfield voters last November adopted the Community Preservation Act, a state law that allows for a local property tax surcharge to create a fund to pay for projects involving historic preservation, open space, and affordable housing. The committee is charged with assessing the city's needs in those areas and vetting projects. State law requires one member each be appointed by the city's Conservation Commission, Historical Commission, Parks Commission, Planning Board, and Springfield Housing Authority. The City Council voted to include an appointee from the Springfield Preservation Fund and to have 3 appointments made by Ramos.
Very, very confident that we have a great group of people, diverse group of people from every neighborhood. And it was one of my goals to make sure that we appoint people from all neighborhoods so that everyone has a voice, because there are projects in Indian Orchard that people have been talking about wanting to get done, projects in 16 Acres and Forest Park. So we wanted to make sure that we had representation from all those neighborhoods.
The city will start collecting a 1.5% surcharge on property tax bills starting July 1st. It's been estimated this will increase the average homeowner's tax bill by $10 annually, while bringing in $1 million every 12 months for the CPA fund.
I expect to see recommendations once we have a little bit of a buildup in the funds, maybe towards the end of this year, as early as the end of this year, more than likely early next year.
Springfield is a newcomer to the CPA, which had been adopted by more than 160 of the state's municipalities since 2000. Committee member Bob McCarroll, who led an advocacy group that campaigned last year for adoption of the CPA in Springfield, said it passed with 62% of the overall vote and was approved by voters in all but one of the city's 64 precincts.
So if there's something that you could say is really a mandate of the people, this is it. And I'm hoping that we will indeed be good stewards of this program for them.
Angela Robles is the representative of the Housing Authority on the committee.
It's an important committee, and we're going to be making a lot of decisions that are going to be adding a lot of value to the city. One of the areas is the affordable housing, so that's important for the Housing Authority. And so I thought, you know, what a great opportunity to try to be a representative on this committee for affordable housing.
State funds are also available for local projects funded by the CPA, but the state's share has been shrinking from year to year as more and more cities and towns adopt the CPA. Boston, Holyoke, and Pittsfield also approved the CPA through ballot referendums last year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.